Agenda item number five, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2012 second quarter budget report by John Halls, Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is our sort of somewhat routine quarterly budget report. This, of course, is for the second quarter, which ended February the 29th, 2012, obviously halfway through the year now. There's nothing really remarkable or unexpected at this point, halfway through the year, but I'll make a couple of comments, a couple things. The revenues, as you look over on the far side in the year-to-date, we are running a little bit ahead of pace on revenues halfway through the year. Some of that is attributed to, on the utility side, we sell a bunch of water, as you all know, to utility companies, and there was some work. It's reimbursable types of things. So there was work at Lake Limestone that when we put the budget together was not contemplated, but now is being done. So therefore, we're receiving some additional revenues, reimbursements, if you will, from utility companies on that. They were greater than we anticipated a little bit there. So that's part of that. On the expense side, you can see we're running about $1,800,000 under budget on expense, again, about halfway through the year. The largest chunk of that is related to the Corps of Engineers. They estimate when we put our budget together this year, based on the estimates of what they expected to spend on O&M costs in our federal reservoir lakes, they have not spent all that money at this point, and so therefore we're not reimbursing them for that. So that's part of the expenses there. And then, of course, from time to time, well, really throughout all the years, we have there's always some savings throughout the year from salaries and stuff as positions are vacant. We always have a few positions that are vacant, and as you have the lag time or the gap that we call it between hiring new people, there's usually some savings associated there. So that's what we have. You can see we're very close on project expenditures. Looking down a little lower where it says less capital projects, our spending on the capital projects for the first 6 months of the year is just $1,300,000. If you look over on the far right side, it's $31 million was what we had in the budget. We will not spend all $31 million in the last half of the year or reach that, but we will reach probably a little excess of $20 million. The biggest chunk of that, Troy was just talking about, is the hydro decommissioning, the controlled outlet conduits, going to be the biggest thing. And as you saw from his thing, there's a very aggressive schedule on that for the latter half of the year. So there'll be significant expenditures, several millions of dollars that'll be done there. So we won't reach the total amount of 30, but we'll spend significant more dollars in the second half of the year than in the first half of the year. Anyway, as you look further down there, PK divestiture proceeds, we sort of are not putting any numbers in there. We originally had in the budget just a placeholder of a number, but you'll see later in another explanation that we've sort of taken those numbers out just because we certainly don't know what those are going to be until appraisals and all that is worked out and stuff. So, but there will be certainly some proceeds at some point when that's done, and it may or may not occur in 2012. It may go into 2013 on the set ranch. We'll just have to see time-wise. The transfer agreement, of course, that's the agreement we have with SWATS that we anticipate that transfer will occur still at the end of May, and that involves the $6 million transfer agreement payment that will come out at that time. So those are just a summary of it. You can see the bottom line. Again, this is back at February 29th. We had a little over $100 million in unrestricted funds available. That number is now less than that a couple of months later now, but because we, as I've mentioned before, we tend to collect our revenues early in the year, and then we tend to spend them down over the course of the year. That's just the way our raw water sales contracts are, that they pay in advance at the front end of the year. I'll be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any specific questions about the report.
Seeing no questions.
Okay.